When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 10 of Dare to Be. Today's devotion is titled, God's Response to Obedience. Oswald Chambers once wrote, "If I obey Jesus Christ in the seemingly random circumstances of life, they become pinholes through which I see the face of God." Our text for today is from Genesis chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. "Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, 'To your offspring I will give this land.' So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on, still going toward the Negev." God promised Abram that he would give his offspring the land to which he would lead him. God responds and rewards those who dare to obey him. Abram builds an altar and worships the Lord. Then he continues in obedience, following God on the journey toward the Negev. As you study Genesis, you will find that Abram had his faults and struggles. Yet, he continued as a faith pilgrim to follow God along life's journey. James Montgomery Boyce derives three characteristics of faith pilgrims from John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. Here are three marks of the pilgrim. He wears different clothing, he speaks a different language, and he holds different values. By the first, Bunyan meant that the believer is clothed in Christ's righteousness rather than in his own self-righteousness. By the second, he meant that the followers of Christ speak often of him and his concerns. By the third, he meant that the world has lost its appeal for those whose eyes are set on God's glory. Abram was characterized by these marks. He had believed God and was thus justified, being graciously given God's righteousness. That's from Genesis 15:6. He worshiped God at altars, Genesis 12:8 and also 13:4. His values were changed, for he no longer settled down. Instead, he lived in tents as a symbol of his impermanent abode in this world. God rewarded the pilgrim faith of Abram in several ways. God's word states that when Abram was 99 years old, God changed his name to Abraham. From Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. "When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, 'I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, that I may make my covenant between me and you, and may multiply you greatly.' Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, 'Behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make you into nations, and kings shall come from you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your offspring after you.'" Abram means exalted father, while Abraham means father of a multitude. At age 75, God called Abram to lead his family by following him. 24 years later, God changed his name because now Abraham was ready to follow God and lead a nation. God rewards those who dare to obey him. However, the greatest reward is growing in your knowledge of God as you obey him and follow his will for your life. Notice the rewards that are explicitly mentioned in Genesis chapter 17, verse 8. "And I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God." Abraham's descendants were rewarded for his faith with the land of your sojournings. Abraham obeyed God and was willing to be a sojourner. God gave his offspring the land he wandered in, following God's will. However, the greatest reward was that Abraham and his descendants had a relationship with God. The greatest words a family or a nation could ever hear from God are, "I will be their God." Some questions to consider. What does obedience have to do with God being your God? How does God's response to obedience inspire you to obey whatever he commands? And finally, how significant is this quote by Jerry Bridges? "God is worthy of my loving obedience because of who he is, not because of what he does." Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.